We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
I want to talk to you this morning on the line of tapping the tree of life. In the Garden of Eden, if you would turn there with me to Genesis, the first chapter. Now, I did it yesterday. I preached from Genesis to Revelation. We'll probably do it again this morning. In the first chapter of Genesis, we find in verse 28, God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing creepeth on the earth." So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created in him, male and female created he them. God blessed them. God said unto them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it." Notice the word subdue it, and have dominion over the fish in the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So God gave mankind authority and dominion on the planet earth. Adam had the right to make the decisions. He made wrong decisions. We know that. But he had the right to make the decision that he made, not a moral right, but a legal right, because God gave him the authority. He gave him a lease on this planet. Now, we know what happened. We get over here into the second chapter. In verse 7, and it said, "The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed." Now, I had a fellow one time tell me, he said, "You know, I found out that God made two men." See, over here it says God created man in his own image in verse 28, the first chapter. Then he said over here in verse 7, he created another man. Well, now, in the first chapter he tells you what he did, and now he tells you how he did it. It's the same man. The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, of the spirit of life, man became a living soul. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of life was in the midst of that garden. Now, in the Garden of Eden, there was everything that was needed for Adam to have an abundant life. Everything needed was there, even eternal life. The tree of life was in that garden. But we know that he fouled it up and got put out of the garden. Come over now to the third chapter. Verse 22, "And the Lord God said, Behold, man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever." Now notice, God just stops talking there, and it's done. "Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden, to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." He preserved the tree of life. From what we see in the scriptures, that tree of life has been moved to heaven. It will be there. In the 22nd chapter, you could read that on either side of that river is a tree of life, and it bears 12 manner of fruits. One for each month for the healing of the nations. The tree of life was in that garden. Now, in a Sunday school class, the teacher said, we've studied, you know, about Adam and Eve, and said, "Now, we want you to draw something that pertains to what we've studied in the Sunday school class." So she gave them time, and this one little kid, he drew a red Cadillac with an old gray-headed man in the front and a man and a woman in the back. He said, "Well, that doesn't pertain to anything we've studied in Genesis." "Oh, yeah," he said, "that's God driving Adam and Eve out of the garden." Well, Well, see, he got a different image of that. He said he drove them out of the garden. But now come with me over to Proverbs, the 15th chapter. Did you notice there that God said, lest he put forth his hand now and eat of the tree of life? After Adam had committed high treason and had fallen, and he said, dying thou shalt die, then he kept the tree of life from him. See, it was possible that he could have eaten of the tree of life after he sinned. But if he had, he would have lived forever in a sinful state. There would have been no escape. So the mercy of God was that he drove him out to keep him from partaking of the tree of life, so that there would be an end to the sinful life. But now we notice here in Proverbs, the 15th chapter, verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. We can still tap a tree of life. Not in the completeness and fullness that Adam could have in the Garden of Eden, but the closest thing we're going to get to the tree of life here in this life is the wholesome tongue, is a tree of life. I think the Amplified, somebody have an Amplified, does it say the healing tongue? The healing tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs has a lot to say about it, about the tongue and that words are spoken. The wholesome tongue is a tree of life. The healing tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. See, words that we speak should be our will. Perverseness, speaking perverse things, talking things that we really don't desire, is a breach in the spirit. The spirit should be together in unity. What is in the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, you see. When we get God's word within us, it motivates us to speak and proclaim and to do the word of God. God told Joshua, don't let the book of the law depart out of your mouth. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. Notice, observe to do. You observe to do it. You have to see it. You quote it, you speak it, you proclaim it until you can see your way to do it. God's word has a way of affecting every part of your life. And you cannot be exposed to the word of God and not be changed in some way. Now, let's look at four things that it talks about in Proverbs that's a tree of life. Then we're going to go back and talk about the faith that causes you to be able to tap the tree of life and where it comes from and the elements involved. I mentioned it yesterday morning. There's three elements in faith. And if you don't have one of those, then it's not operable. But now, back up there with me just a few chapters to Proverbs chapter 3. And let's start reading with verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, the man that getteth understanding. Now, Happy Caldwell said, that's me. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire, not to be compared to her. Length of days are in her right hand, left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. She is a tree of life. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding has he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. Now in these verses here, I see what I believe are the three elements of faith. Because in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, you know, verse 1 through 3 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, it's the evidence of things not seen. Then it comes on down to verse 3 and says, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now notice what it says here. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he hath established the heavens. And by knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. Proverbs says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Now, wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. And when you think about it, I was thinking about it and meditating on it. I thought, well, you know, it looked to me like you need the knowledge first so you'd have something to use the wisdom on. But when you think about it, all of us have some knowledge. And regardless of how little it is, you need wisdom to use it, don't you? So to use what you have to have wisdom. Regardless of how little we know, wisdom is an asset. So the principal thing is wisdom. Get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. It's not enough to know the Word of God or what it says. We have to have an understanding of it. Because if you don't understand it, like Jesus said, Matthew 13, chapter, verse 19, he said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, catches away that which was sown in his heart. Somebody will talk you out of it. And they'll quote somebody, or they'll tell you what happened to somebody. You know, brother so-and-so, he was believing for healing. He died of an ingrowing toenail or something, you know, about that. Well, you don't go by experience. You go by the Word of God, see.
God bless you. I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today as we've taught on the subject of tapping the tree of life. Now, you know, there was a tree in the Garden of Eden called the Tree of Life, but Adam didn't eat of it. He got run out of the garden, and a flaming sword kept him from it. God didn't want him to eat of that tree of life and live forever in his sinful condition. This is a CD offer number 7112. That's CD offer number 7112, Tapping the Tree of Life. Single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling. A total of $11, and it'll share with you how to tap the tree of life. The closest you're going to get to tapping the tree of life in this life is learning the scriptures and proclaiming and confessing the Word of God and being obedient to the Word of God. In Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, it says wisdom is a tree of life. Well, it says, get wisdom with all thy getting, good understanding. So when you understand the wisdom of God, which is the Word of God, and act on it, you're tapping a tree of life. Then Proverbs 11th chapter, verse 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. In other words, the more you see the fruit of what you're doing when you base your authority on the Word of God and acting on the Word of God, it's a tree of life to you. It produces life for you. And it'll actually produce eternal life if you act on it. Then the 13th chapter of Proverbs, verse 12, says, when desire cometh, it's a tree of life. Now that means that when the desires of God, coming from the Word of God, gets in you and possesses you, it's a tree of life because you'll live out the reality of it. Proverbs, the 15th chapter, verse 4, said, the wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. So the wholesome tongue, speaking, the healing of the tongue is a tree of life. Words you speak can be a tree of life to you if you're confessing the Word of God. That's CD offer number 7112, single CD for a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.